Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. Welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I am Heels the Best, your host, and I'm joined by our good friend, UPT, as Prez will join us shortly. UPT, how it's feeling, my brother?
Everything good. Good afternoon, people. How y'all feeling, man?
Everybody, hopefully everybody's doing good, UPT. As we was talking in our production meeting, we're going to have to come up with a new show. The Outsiders was just hauling ass. If the people know wrestling fans that grew up, UPT, I know you know all about the Outsiders. As the 90s was a hot time with wrestling, as we like to call here in the South, Richland. We're going to have to get another name, man. The Outsiders was two guys. We're a three-man team so far. We're going to find a new team. We might have to get the league to vote on us a new name.
All right. We're going to see what we're going to let the league do. We're going to put it up to them.
Now, we ain't going to let them have no rinky-dink names, though, with UPC. We ain't going to be out here looking like
We got to agree on it, of course.
Yeah. We ain't going to be the three stooges out here, man. That ain't going to work.
Nah, that ain't going to work. But I'm Mo.
He already listened. See, that's why it ain't gonna work. I can't be Larry Oker. But we definitely have got these playoffs underway. UPT, we are in the divisional round. The three games that's remaining has been scheduled. We will be advancing by the end of the night.
Yes, sir.
UPT, thus far, all the playoff matches, you are one of the guys and one of the committee guys. One of the four commissioners, the main commissioners in this league. UPT, I know you've seen most of the games, and the ones you couldn't see, you were very active in. Thus far, between the wild card game and the divisional game you've seen earlier today, what has excited you the most about the UE playoffs?
Man, that wild card week was awesome. I commend you guys. Good fight. I've seen good plays. I've seen good competition out there. Everybody played good ball, man. So far, so good. I just like the competitiveness. Let's keep it up. Let's keep that fire alive. And let's see what's going to happen at the end. Let's go. My favorite game throughout the weekend was the Broncos and the Dolphins game. That was an amazing game.
Yeah, I agree. That was a game that the Broncos looked like they was left for dead with just about 8 minutes left in their season. UPT. Down 11 with the ball, fumbles at midfield. Three Dolphins around, kicks the ball forward for 8 more yards. Denver picks it up, continue on playing, scores. Long story short, we skim through the game, 32-32. Dolphins get the ball back. But UPT, you said something interesting in the group. Why did Spiffy go for that screen pass on that play, 32-32? I'm not quite sure what was the thought process there.
I don't know. I mean, I think he was feeling like, okay, he was trying to surprise the opponent with something, but that was a bad decision. That was a game changer right there. That was a bad decision by Coach Spiffy, man. I wanted him to play a little better, a little smarter. It always comes down to a game of inches, just like we always say. It's a game of inches. Everything counts. Everything. Mm-hmm. Every down counts, man. You got to take advantage when you can.
I agree. After you get that big turnover, and it looks like you're going to get the win. Just stay in field goal range. I know that new ice, the kicker, new ice, the kicker thing is going to be very interesting down the stretch.
Right.
I think Spiffy overthought that game. The Dolphins, as much as we talked to Spiffy in the office, he was very excited about the Dolphins. And for them to go one and done, UPT, to not get any victories in this postseason, it has to be disappointing for Spiffy. As much as he want to try to downplay it, this is an underachieving performance in this playoff, starting 12-1 this season.
Not so much as that with the Dolphins with Spiff, man, but to commend the Broncos and their coach, man, that was a fight. He could have went down, and he could have just won that game and laid down after all the things that he went through in that game. But he fought, and he came back, and he took the game. So it was one of the best games over the weekend, man. I appreciate looking at it. I can't believe what happened. I thought the Dolphins was going to close that game out, especially with that ice kick. That really would turn it around. When the Broncos called that timeout to ice that kicker, that would made it a different game, because that game was over right there.
During the game, I must admit, I don't care how good you are, how talented you are, doesn't matter how much scheming you do, when you have to make that kick and it goes away, it disappears with accuracy, you're in trouble. And it's basically just timing, repetition. It's gonna be interesting to see down the stretch, because I think it will definitely affect some of these playoff games. I just got news from Chris; he won't be able to make the show today. So me and UPT, we're gonna ride it all the way out today together. We're gonna go back through and talk about that wild card weekend. Definitely Arizona and Atlanta. I definitely want to talk to Chris about that game as the ice kicker as well, and Bleed hit the game winning field goal with time expiring to escape 2018. UPT, I know you watched that game from start to finish. What did you feel about that game?
I felt like the Cardinals had a fighting chance. That was a good game from start to finish also. But the thing about with the Cardinals is his defense folded in that last minute of the fourth quarter, letting the Falcons go down there to get that field goal. He should have did whatever he had to do. He should have pulled the last Boy Scout off, pulled the gun out his pants, shot them up, shot whoever he had to shoot just to stop him from getting down there. Don't get him in field goal range. But once he got in the field goal range, that was the end of it, man. Atlanta skimmed by that game. With the skin by the skin of his teeth. I mean, he barely won it, but he did win it. So I commend the Falcons for that win. Good game. Good game, Bleed.
Yeah, I agree. Bleed definitely escaped that game. The Falcons didn't look very impressive at home. They looked very dismal, mediocre on offense. And their defense played well. They stopped David Johnson, the MVP of the season of the league. So I do commend Falcons and that defensive scheme. They did a wonderful job on Johnson. He was under 100 yards, one touchdown running the ball. He only had one touchdown combined, and he was the league MVP. So Bleed had a wonderful game plan with his defense. Coleman had a huge game rushing 142 yards, two touchdowns. So
big game for Coleman.
I think Bleed might have done what he wanted to do, though. Maybe the game plan was to try to stop the run and run the football itself and minimize and shorten the game. And I think he did execute his game plan that he wanted to.
Yeah, but with that Arizona secondary, man, like I said, that last drive shouldn't have happened. I mean, that secondary is too good for that. At the end of the day, I mean, he made them one-dimensional. He took away the run, and he made them pass the ball. And as we know, Arizona doesn't have hitters at wide receiver. Larry Fitzgerald is getting old in age. He can't get up the field like he used to. Brown, he's a good player. He had a home run play. I mean, but that was the biggest play of the game for the Arizona Cardinals. And Atlanta, they just, like I said, they made them one-dimensional, and they did what they had to do. It doesn't matter if you win by 30, 1, 2, 3, as long as you win and move on.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and believe we'll take on the San Francisco 49ers. Also in the wild card round, it was the Browns at the Jaguars, KT against Mr. Squid, and it was 30-20. Jacksonville lost that at the end of the game. Few plays that a few game. Balls didn't bounce his way. The interception, the tip touchdown. UPT, that was a tough loss for the Jags as well, as they started the season 10-1, and they're 1-done as well.
Right. What a game, though. That was another good game. I watched that game all the way through. That sack interception for the Browns was amazing.
Yes.
I mean, I'd never seen it like that before. I mean, I don't know. He's called the Madden God. I guess he called on the Madden God this time, because he pulled that one off. I thought the Jaguars was going to advance. But KT, being KT, he come through in the clutch. And he does what he has to do to win games. And you gotta recognize who you're playing when you're playing on the other end of KT. KT, do not play. He will not lose. He's going to win by any means necessary. So you got to give it up to KT.
Yeah, I agree. That was a very competitive game. But I want to say this. In the playoffs, you do see different things and different elements of the game. I agree with you, UPC. I've never seen a sack interception like that was, because that was actually, I think, ruled an interception. And the way he caught that football right before it hit the ground, literally by inches, that was an amazing play, but that's what the playoffs is all about.
Right, right. I mean, if we could have went back in real time and looked at that play in instant replay, man, I think that might have tipped the ground. I don't know. But like I said, KT pulled it off and they ruled it on the field. So good game. Good game for Cleveland. Cleveland advances.
I agree. And the last wild card game that took place this morning, it was rather ugly. That was rather ugly. 45-7, not much to say about that game. Total domination by the Green Bay Packers. I know it was a lot of comments coming out of the Big Apple in New York City. Coach Ray, he has expressed his disdain for the league, and he also expressed his disdain for the Eagles, vowing that the Eagles will never see the playoffs again for disrespecting the NFC East like they did, representing them that way. And I agree. I think Clemmie is a one-and-done guy. I don't think he will win this division anymore. I think Billy will be better with the Redskins. They lost like 6 or 7 games by one possession. They will be better with a top-10 pick. They got moved in offseason. They got like 8 picks in the top 4 rounds. They're going to be better. I don't see the Eagles getting any better. I really honestly don't. Clemmie usually don't make moves in our league, so I don't see his team improving in the draft. UPT, this
right,
might be
maybe through
the last stand for the Eagles.
Maybe through free agency, he might get some veteran players that come out there and play a little, you know, they give him that leadership on the field that he needs. But Clemmie's a good user. I don't count him out just yet. I think he still has a chance for some wild card spots. Not this season coming, but maybe after the next 2 drafts, he can do something with his team. Because the next year, he's not going to make any noise at all. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I agree. So definitely, we went to the divisional round, and this morning, Packers and Vikings. Yours truly is the Vikings owner. It was a competitive game for 3.5 quarters, and then the Vikings just took off in the fourth, outscored them 28-7. It was a very hard-fought battle game, and I think Leif, I respect him as a competitor. He done what he had to do to get there. But Adrian Peterson, he just didn't want to lose. UPT, Russell, 152, 4 touchdowns in this game. He told me in the locker room, "Coach, I win it for you in the second half. Let's just continue on with the game plan." And that's what we did, UPT.
I don't think Adrian Peterson ages. I don't think this guy gets old. I don't think this guy – I think he's Captain America. I think he's been shot with a serum, something like that, because the way he plays this game, it is ridiculous. I mean, it's just up and down. He's not side to side anymore like he used to do when he was a little bit younger. He's just straight up the middle. He's going to just run you over, whatever he has to do. And, yes, he did come through in the clutch and won that game for the Vikings. A couple of people was rooting for the Packers. I can't lie, myself included. I thought the Packers might have had a little bit more fight. It would have had a little bit more fight, but when I saw that end of that third and the beginning of that fourth quarter with Adrian Peterson, I mean, it was just over with. So I do I compliment the Packers for the good fight, but as we know, Hill's the best. He's one of the best users in this league. He's a defending champ. You got to play ball. You can't stop playing in the first half. You got to play all the way through. Got to play to the whistle, the last whistle, and he didn't. So
I agree. I think the Packers will be a force to be reckoned with. I think they will be a team that can compete every season. It's just a different animal in the playoffs. You can post all your little cute. images and GFGs, whatever you want to call them, GIFs. You can do all those cute things, and you can have Spiffy. And I want to make sure I'll get this message out as well. The Spiffy and Squiddy, both of you made the postseason, and you went one and done. Neither one of you won a game. For those little salty comments, Bill's the best, don't forget nothing. So all that cheerleading and pumping his head up and lace this and lace that, and I told you this was just practice run for you. I told you so. So I just wanted to definitely get that across the airways to Squiddy and Spiff, man. I don't let stuff like that slide. Comments was cute. But now Lace is at home with you fishing together. Hello, somebody. Y'all
hello,
can watch
hello,
the rest
hello.
Of my postseason game. So we will get into the rest of these postseason matchups. We're 15 minutes into the show. If you're just now joining us, this is The Outsiders. I'm Hill Sebest with our very good friend, UPT, filling in for Fred today. He's always on the show anyway, so he's just filling in that role of the co-host and getting paid very healthily for that. We will not get into details about that. But, UPT, Broncos, Bengals tonight. Mr. Austin and Black. AJ Green is back.
Yep.
The Broncos beat them first time they played each other this season. It was a beat down in Cincinnati. The Bengals are tough, though. Who do you like in this matchup?
I like the Broncos in this matchup, but I don't want to give him too much of a push. I want to see a good game from the Broncos. I can't see the same old, because the Bengals, like you said, the Bengals played them already. They know each other. I think the Bengals are going to come out with a hell of a game plan, because I think the Broncos is kind of underestimating his opponent today. But at the end of the day, I think the Broncos are going to pull it off. It's going to be a close game. But I give it to my guy, Austin, to win this game, and then he go face either the Raiders or the Browns in the next event. So we'll see what happens.
What's your score?
I will be tuned in. It's
what's your score for this
31.
Game?
28-31
okay.
Broncos.
Yeah, I think it will be real close. Honestly, I don't like giving anyone bulletin board material, but this is The Outsiders. We will not duck any questions. We won't act like things don't exist when they do exist. I'm going to say
right.
this. I think this game will not be a beatdown like it was the first time. Black knows what to expect. He plays this this role of a guy that is an underdog, but he has been decimating opponents. He has been beating them down, and he has done it all season. They're going to be tough at home in the jungle, as they like to call it up there. Who day? Y'all call it who dat down in the south. Up north, they call it who day. And I think they will remember that game. I think it took place in week 3. These teams are different. AJ Green is back. I'm leaning towards Black at home. The Bengals is going to be tough. They're well rested. Their team is healthy. They out of scheme. Broncos had to fight last week. I'm going to go with the Bengals 34-26. I think Austin will miss a field goal. Has to try to go down late to make it an 8-point game. And I think that will be the final score. I like the Bengals 34-26. I think it will be a good game. It will not be a blowout either way. The other game in the AFC, UPT, Browns at Raiders. KT goes a very, very good matchup on paper. Who do you have? And I already know off the show who you picked. I wonder if you're going to continue on with that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to stick with my guy with the Raiders. I'm going to stick with Gold with the Raiders to pull this off. KT is a big play guy. Gold likes to control the clock. I think he controls that game and pulls it off at the end. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be 17-21 Raiders. I'm going to put it like that. I think he's going to contain that offense with the Browns, and he's going to just take over at the end of the game. I think Latavius Murray will run the ball down the throat through the fourth quarter.
Wow. I've been saying, I know what I have been saying on this show for weeks. I've been saying Raiders-Broncos, and I have that matchup that could take place. They're both in the Final Four. They can meet up in the championship game like I predicted. But UPT, my brother, I'm going to have to steer away just a little bit with my picks, as I did just pick against the Broncos. I'm going to steer away from it just for this only one reason. Logan Thomas, even though KT is always wonderful with his quarterbacks, he is the quarterback guru. He keeps his quarterback throwing the football for 5,000 yards every season.
The quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, he is. He's definitely that. But I want to say this, and I'm going to call out Gold a little bit on this. And it's time for that pass rush that we talked about all in off season. Before it started, UPT, me and Fred talked about it, and you talked about it with us as well. You have Mr. Mack, who has 3 sacks, and yes, I said 3 sacks, all season long. You have Alden Smith with 4.5 sacks all season long. Bruce Irvin, 4.5 sacks all season long. Gold, you're known for your defense of creating pressure. We're challenging you this game to get more pressure, and I think Mac will respond to this game. I think Mac and Smith will have a big day on that offensive line. I think he will have five total sacks, but it still won't be enough. KT will find a way to win the game at the end, UPT. KT will do what he normally does, as he likes to tell us. He likes to entertain the fans, and he will pull it off at the end of the game, ripping out Gold's heart, maybe not just for this season, but for 3 to 4 seasons to come. I like KT to win this game 28-27, scoring a game-winning touchdown with 5 seconds left in the game, ripping out Gold's heart, and then gloating about it in the chat.
In the chat.
I got the Browns in an upset. Yes, he will. KT will. He will high-step his way through the chat tonight.
I don't think so. I think that Raiders defense has been waiting all season to explode. They, like you said, they haven't been an explosive defense, but I think those guys are young. They're not even to their max yet. I mean, I think this is the game we're going to see Khalil Mack, Alden Smith, and the rest of those guys just destroy this Browns team. I mean, I love KT. I mean, that's my guy. I love
everything
about him. But I don't think Logan is going to be ready for these blitzes. These blitzes are going to come, and they're going to come fierce. He's going to send them, and he's going to keep sending them. If he's smart, he's going to put pressure on that quarterback and make KT one-dimensional. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's going to be something in Oakland. I think this will be a close game as well. The last game on the divisional round, one of your arch nemesis, your old one, Mr. Wade, and now your new one, Bleed. Falcons at 49ers. This is a rematch from a game I think that took place in week 15, if I'm not mistaken. I will check my stats as I'm talking. But I think
it was a close game in week 15.
It was a very close game, went down in overtime. Wade kind of let the Falcons hung around. It was week 15. In Atlanta, down in the 30 South. Now is in San Francisco. There was kind of, and in the press conference, both coaches kind of threw shots at one another. Wade said the game shouldn't have really been close, shouldn't have went to overtime. Bleed said he really didn't play that well, and it went to overtime. Now they get to play each other again when it really counts. Who do you have in this matchup? Wade won the first one, 34-31 in overtime. Who do you have this time in Santa Barbara?
I played both of these guys. Both of these guys are great coaches, man. But I think Wade has a little bit more juice than the Falcons right now. Wade is a seasoned veteran coach, you know what I mean, in UE. He knows how to win games. Just like he said earlier, he's been beaten by the best and he's been molded by the best. So I don't think he loses this game. I think he wins this game. I think he comes out fast, scores real quick. I think he goes up 17 before halftime. I think this game is going to be a blowout. I'm sorry to say. I know Bleed's my guy. I hope you don't take this personal. But, I played both of these guys. I know Wade is a skill user. I mean, sometimes he just has to focus a little more. If he put that focus on this game, he'll take this game and just blow him out. That's it. I mean, because all you have to do is make sure you keep your eye on that backfield, on that running back for the Falcons, and make sure you do not check Julio one-on-one. Do not check Julio one-on-one, or you will lose this game.
I agree. What's your score? What's the score on that?
It's going to be 28-14, 49ers.
I'm going to agree with you. I really haven't agreed with you on any game, but we see eye to eye on this one. I think the Falcons are just maybe a season or two away. They're going to have to make some more moves in the offseason. But I think Wade is very, very hungry this year. Wade wants to prove himself. He has me waiting in the wings. Wade, no. This is his date with destiny. Can he prove that he's one of those guys that can win? The 49ers is not that much talented on offense before he picked his team up. But he's made so many moves. This team is really good. He has a really good team. He can't play that role. His team is bad. You got Brandon Marshall, Kenny Stills, Torrey Smith is your wide receiver core. That is very good. Your defense wasn't bad from the start. So I think 49ers at home will be a little bit too much for the Falcons, who like to play in the dome. They like to play on that fast track, and I think Santa Barbara will give them problems. I think it will be 35-14. Not that the score is going to be – the game is going to be a blowout. I think Wade will just start scoring late because Bleed will be trying to throw the ball late in the fourth quarter, maybe throw a pick six or two, and that's how I think they're going to get out of hand. But I think 49ers definitely winning this game. Wade is primed for a matchup with Hill's the best in the Final Four, and that's the pick for the playoffs. And we have just about 3 minutes left, UPT. Just want to pass this information out to all of the users in UE. Currently, we're anticipating that the conference championship will start tonight. Might not get played tonight, but we'll advance tonight towards it. With that being said, we will, UPT, myself, DJ MKT, and the other members of the committee will definitely get in there, hash it out tonight. Hopefully we can get everyone to comment. I know I definitely might be stepped out for a little minute, but we're anticipating right now, probably Friday, as the draft day. Now, we're not quite sure what's going to happen. We had something already in place in the offseason, but we haven't really talked about it in the committee yet. But we're definitely going to try to start 2 days, after maybe the Super Bowl. But just keep yourself eyed into the chat if you can. Clemmy, I know a lot of you guys don't be in the chat every day, but just could you please be in the chat the next 24 to 48 hours, figure out when the off-season schedule will be. And we will definitely give everyone a chance, UPT, because we know we have some third-shift guys in here, some second-shift guys in here. We definitely don't want you missing out on food on the table for your family over this video game. But we would definitely try to give you a time ahead so they can make moves for their team, UPT. And I know UPT, if UPT is DMing you, he's probably letting you know what's going on with the season schedule this week. UPT, anything you want to add to that?
Get these trades. Go in the trade room.
Oh, yeah.
Boost your guys. Let us know what's going on. You want to make some moves, make them now because, like we said, the draft all season is coming real fast. Let's get all these things in order so we don't have to scramble as a committee trying to get these trades approved. Let's help us out, and we'll help you out.
That's a great point, UPT. I'm glad you really did say that. That slipped my mind. Get these trades up. Get the players up in the trade room, like you said. Get your deals in place and have them ready to post on the site, like you said, as the committee. We all have jobs, too, and live, so we might not can get to the trades as fast, so it's very hard to get us all in at one time because we all work different schedules and different time zones. So, like you said, help us out. We'll help you out. We'll get those things back approved quickly. Just do your part as well. UPT, we've enjoyed you on the outside, my brother. We're going to have to – we're going to put up a group name. We need everyone to try to help us name our new show. UPT, he's going to be a new guy on the outside of the new staple. And for the ones that was waiting to hear from Prez, he told me to send y'all this message, and I'm going to say this and go, that he is not running from anyone on this radio show. Duty call, he has to take care of it, but he will be on the next edition of the Outsiders. He said, you can bet your bottom dollar and gold. He didn't appreciate that folding chair picture that you put in the group yesterday as well. He wanted me to relate that message as well. You can see any last thing you want to say, my brother.
I'm ready to watch some playoff football, UE playoff football, man. Let's get these games scheduled. Let's get these games played. Post your streams in the group. If you can, I will. Let me know. Let's get it going. Everybody that's still remaining, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, until the next edition of The Outsiders, that was UPT. I'm Hills the Best, and we're out.